Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, temperatures are pleasant this evening. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing mild and clear skies. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the night, perfect for those spending time outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that Israel now controls up to 70% of Gaza, according to the Security Cabinet. This comes amid an expanded IDF offensive. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reported that the U.S. launched fresh strikes on Iran. Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps has threatened to block energy exports in response. Also this hour, Ynet says the IDF has destroyed a Hezbollah stronghold. This is where Hassan Nasrallah once claimed Israel was weaker than a spider's web. Separately, JNS reports just minutes ago that the U.S. has sanctioned a global network aiding the IRGC's weapons procurement. And finally, in the past hour, I-24 News announced that Israel and Colombia have agreed to restore full diplomatic ties. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, highlighted that the U.S. military targets only military sites in Iran. CENTCOM accuses Tehran of attacking civilians in neighboring countries. Belaz News shared that Iran has extended a British citizen's prison sentence after media contact. The UK calls the sentence totally unjustifiable. Middle East 24 reported that Donald Trump told Fox News he believes Syria's new president, Ahmad al-Shara, could neutralize Hezbollah. Trump suggests this could allow Israeli forces to refocus on Iran. Let's go deeper, starting with the situation in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reports Israel now controls a significant portion of Gaza, as discussed in a Security Cabinet meeting. The IDF's offensive exceeds the previously agreed 53%, following the Yellow Line guideline. This shift could alter the security dynamics in the region significantly. Turning to the U.S.-Iran confrontation, according to the Times of Israel, CENTCOM launched strikes targeting Iran's capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz. This follows threats from Iran to disrupt energy exports. The situation raises the stakes for international shipping lanes and regional stability. Meanwhile, the destruction of a Hezbollah stronghold marks a significant strategic move by Israel. Ynet describes how Israeli forces found missiles aimed at border communities. This action could weaken Hezbollah's operational capacities near the Israeli border. In related developments, the U.S. Treasury's sanctions on a network linked to the IRGC aim to curb Iran's weapons procurement. As per JNS, these sanctions target individuals and companies across Iran, Russia, and Italy. This could impact Iran's military logistics and its regional influence. Lastly, the diplomatic thaw between Israel and Colombia marks a positive turn. As reported by I-24 News, this renewed relationship can boost bilateral trade and political cooperation between the two nations. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Bezeq once again tops the Mala ranking for corporate social responsibility. This marks the third consecutive year for Bezeq at the top. Separately, Globes reveals that inflation in Israel has fallen to a five-year low. The unchanged consumer price index and a drop in home prices contribute to this trend. And finally, CTEC discusses how Israeli tech leaders foresee the end of traditional classrooms. They predict significant changes in educational products and behaviors within a decade. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.